See, Casey's back right now.
Casey's here. All right, we're going to get...
Tua just got hurt. That's a game I was watching. Oh. I totally forgot the BYU game was on until I walked in and Neil had it on.
We're going to get rolling then, since we got everybody here. It's on. Yeah, I got it on, so... We're going to start this with the invocation. Brother, sorry. Yeah. And would you mind giving us an invocation? And afterwards, Casey, would you mind leading us in the pledge?
Yeah. Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity we have to live in Bunkerville and the kind and loving community that we have around us. We ask you to bless that we can be mindful as a town board of the needs of the citizens and to be able to voice opinions and share ideas that are heard. We ask you to help us to be thoughtful of all the needs of those around us. Bless that we can have a good night. We send your prayer for you in thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like all of our board members are in attendance this evening. We'll go ahead and move on to item two in the agenda here, public comment. Doesn't appear that we're going to have any. Item three, approval of minutes for July 28th, 2022. We have a motion there for an approval.
I move that we approve the minutes from July 28th, 2022.
Second. So second that.
Perfect. Yeah, second.
All right, perfect. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Unanimous. We'll move on to item four. Approval of the agenda for this September 29th, 2022. Any hold, combine, or delete items?
I move we approve the agenda as posted minus item 5-2 since the latter district not showing up.
I'll second that.
All in favor of approving as it is written minus item 5.2? And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to number five, informational items. Item number one, applications are available until November 15th for appointments by Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board for a two-year term beginning in January 2023. Do we need any discussion on that, or we can spread the word throughout town for those of you or I who are...
Watch the crowds that come.
I hope we have enough to cover the...
Yeah, please apply. There's a flyer attached to the agenda as well.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
No one's seen one of your benefits. I also want to add that they'll be taking an appointment to the CDAC committee from the board. So
did
if you guys want to think about
ask me last year, I'll do it again.
Yeah, we have to put it on the agenda. We can put it on the next one.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I just wanted to give you heads up, and it'll go on the next agenda, so just keep in mind.
You've done it the last two?
No, I'm just like, this is the last one. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I did it for several years. It's a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, we'll go ahead and move on then. That discussion. Item number six, planning and zoning, there are no items. Item number seven, general business, review and finalize the fiscal year 2024 budget request. Take public input regarding the budget requests. Where are we on our budgeted items or items that we were considering?
John Stastny here, he's going to give us a brief update on some of the things that have been done and what hasn't been.
Very good.
We have new tables running as far as Parks and Recreation's capital budget goes. We have new round tables and long tables that we requested and received funding for just in this year's budget. And we'll be bringing those over as soon as we get them, as well as a cart to put them on and use for our, a lot of the reservations want round tables. So we've increased that by 10 round tables and 4 long tables. We don't really plan to get rid of anything, so that'll just enhance what we have, make it more feasible. As far as other requests that Parks and Rec has made, we've requested to have the lock sand area removed and turned into more feasible parking. I realized when I worked here, I had problems with kids riding four-wheelers through the parking lot. I assume that that might be an issue at some point in the future, but it's better than having cars take the top out on them or take out the... I know that the...
Hunting lays over it pretty good there.
Yeah, yep. I know that by doing that, we've had people that, when it was a chain link fence, they took out the chain link fence on the playground, the old playground. And now that it's got the parking shade, I know it's been hit twice that I'm aware of and had to be repaired by RPM. So we figure by taking that out, and I'd say let's put something in, but obviously we don't want to just put grass out in the middle of that and have it be an island. When we first...
We requested for it to be paved over last time, then they went to the blocks route after we requested it to be paved.
Okay. That, in our capital budget, we've got it to be turned back into a parking area. If we need to do something to make sure that people aren't hot riding through the parking lot, we'll do that. But at the same time, it just isn't doing anything right now. If you guys support that, that'd be great. And I'd appreciate it if you could support it by maybe adding it to your... adding it to your capital list.
Budget request.
Yes.
So we, that's on the last page. I mean.
And that whole thing was a joke there. We did that, and all of a sudden they came in one day and they're building a block, and I called up and they said, we're building a block. And I said, why? Well, we have money for block but not pavement. And I said,
we don't. It wouldn't be a massive project as far as county stuff goes, but at the same time, it would be nice to just redo the parking lot here because it's, I've been here 28 years. It's never been done since I've been here. It would be something that would be an upgrade, and I think that it would actually be feasible to just do the whole parking lot.
Okay.
But remove that. I don't know. If you guys have things that you'd like there, I'd be happy to support that on my end as well.
We did have some stuff here for some upgrades in that, in the community center building.
Yeah, and I agree with, like, the cabinets and stuff.
Yeah.
There again. We really need to do some upgrades.
Kitchen, restroom, flooring upgrades.
Yep. The flooring, I have a question on the flooring. It says, description, the board members are requesting vinyl flooring similar to what can be seen in the Smith's produce section, but they're open to
other... I think that was in the kitchen area.
Yeah, right? I think just the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Not the whole floor. Yeah, because that's...
Like, we don't want a vinyl. We don't want a vinyl. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Then that makes sense because they've done that, but the subflooring, and the last time they did it even, they did redo the subflooring. It's just that it's up on pillars, and so we're always going to have problems. Uh-huh. We really need to have the plumbing redone as well, and have the Pemex, whatever the plastic stuff is. We need to have that done instead of the copper piping that we have, because every 4 years or so, we have a leak, and everything swells up, and then it cracks and ruins whatever we have, even the subflooring. So it would just really benefit us to change the plumbing in there as well.
There's still copper on.
Get away from the copper. Let's just go. Yeah, just go away from the copper. Anything would be an upgrade.
The man wants to put in like the 60s or something. Then if it's copper.
Do we want to add that to our budget requests here for?
I'd be happy to support that on my end as well, and I could even just put in a work request to have that done to start the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not looking for something extravagant. I'm not looking for something that's going to change the nature of the building.
Functional.
Just something that's going to make it so it's more usable, more of the time, and more efficiently. Along with removing the water-saving faucets and stuff that just aren't... The urinal in the men's restroom is terrible because you have to flush it like 5 times to get any kind of actual flow. But those, there again, that's a work order on... on our staff's part.
Okay. Are there any other budget requests on that back page that that we would like to see? Or, I mean, in the public works end, I mean, is there any Are we still looking at these streetlights? And is there still a need?
I don't know that we need them.
I know there was one member of our community who liked them, liked the idea of having the roads a little more lit, but I haven't heard any complaints from any of the current residents.
I knocked the lights right off of there.
We can probably.
I know some people who ask them to
tone it down.
Take them out, and that's why they're not working right now.
Yeah.
They're out there working on
it. Kids shoot them out, and no one cares that they're out, so no one calls it in. Yeah, I hear you there.
I guess public works, because they don't put a fence on the back of the park with that new project to put that fence in, but hopefully they were planning on that ballpark, but they'll put that money over.
Okay.
When are they supposed to start? I mean, they were supposed to start this last spring, I thought.
They're supposed to end this year.
October 10th.
October 10th.
That is, they wanted to do it on the 5th, and the contractor asked if they could just go up the 10th, because it's a Monday. And so that's not next Monday, but Monday after.
It's supposed to be done before next summer, I think.
I know I've had a contractor call and get pricing on toilets, so must be getting close.
They sent some blue stakes out, too, on a couple things already, so I know we've located a couple things.
Okay.
We're not going to stop utilizing the park or stop the community from using it as needed. When they get to certain parts of the project, they might have to close things off for periods of time. Soccer field will remain open all the time.
They just replaced the fence here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a huge thing. That was $100,000 job. Literally. I was there when they called it in and they switched companies between the backstop and the fence. This is Taverde, that's Red Star. That's because they spent roughly $40,000 on the backstop and then $100,000 on the fence here.
Interesting.
Which is great. That's great that RPM was willing to free up the funds.
Nice
fence. And,
yeah.
And again,
it's $100,000
fence. We have to do thanks to Marilyn, because Marilyn pushed it a lot. Marilyn really did push that, and she's been excellent to work with on all of these projects. I do have one other comment on the gym. It would be nice to repaint the inside of the gym, just to update it. The last time it was done was 2002.
That's 1 year, it's probably due.
Isn't that your summer rec program?
They can only reach just 5 feet of the wall.
We can only throw so many water balloons filled with paint around. It takes time. But that's another thing that will go on our capital request list is the gym interior repainted.
Okay. Do you want to add that too?
To move to add those.
Yeah, might as well put them on the list. You know,
put them on the list, right? Put them on the list.
So add plumbing for community center and paint community center.
Do we want to take any action on that agenda item this evening, or?
Yes, sir.
I think we should.
So what I'll ask here is if you guys can do a recap for the record of what you want on your final list, and then take a vote, and then we will submit that as the final budget request for this year.
From top to bottom.
Yes, sir.
And you want to revisit that for us then, Ren?
So we have item one, community center kitchen upgrades, including cabinets, flooring, and any other necessities. Item two, community center restroom upgrades. Item three, community center flooring upgrades, including the subfloor re-engineered. And then to add would be the plumbing under the subflooring and throughout whatever else in the building, repaint the inside, and then redo the parking lot and replace the block and dirt island with parking. And then in the public works section, item one is the street lights and at Virgin Street and Second West, and then item two, add street lights. Oh, did we say to take that?
Okay, take both.
We'll take those two. Out. Okay, so we'll take the two public.
So the public works items have both been removed. So,
and then just under three, the description, that vinyl flooring should refer to
just the kitchen, just the kitchen flooring. Yes.
Kitchen
okay. All right.
Is that a motion?
Do you want that a motion? Okay, I move that we approve the RPM budget for item one as stated, item two as stated, item three as stated, except for vinyl flooring in the kitchen only, Add item 4, replace plumbing in the community center. Item 5, repaint the community center. And item 6, repave the parking lot and replace the dirt island with parking.
I'll make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. I think we've approved then our fiscal year 2024 budget. Moving on to item number 8, comments by general public. I don't see anyone here unless there's someone on the board that would like to add to what we've talked about this evening. Okay. If there's no other final comments, then we will revisit. Looks like October 27th is the next planned one. And that may or may not occur depending on need. Yes?
Yes.
Very good.
But, you know, we may do it just for the CDAC appointment to get that out of the way.
Okay.
That way we may do it just to get our quarterly in.
Yeah.
Because October.
Yeah, we don't have to do it for December or whatever.
Then, yeah. I mean, unless there's other items that come up.
Very good. Okay.
That night will be the first round of the football players in high school. So.
Thursday
night. Yeah, because they have the next Friday off for Nevada Day, so.
Right.
The 27th is not a good day. No, I won't be here. Scratch. But
well,
you guys might be here. There's a couple of us with kids on the team.
Playoff football is probably
a big Christmas. Yeah.
So there probably is an early November one that could be
plugged in. Early in November?
Because that puts you into
fourth quarter.
Well, they're all on the fourth quarter, but not on the fourth Thursday because of Thanksgiving or whatever.
Okay.
So we're going to be safe right now, so we'll
find a day back.
Yeah. Very good. If there's nothing else, we will adjourn this meeting. Till then.
Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it.